It's been a year since Ali Saeed was admitted to the center in Mogadishu for people with special needs. He is autistic. When he arrived here, Ali had difficulty speaking, but his symptoms have begun to improve. He's now able to learn and to interact with his surroundings. His family is happy.
He's been taken good care of. Now he can read, write, and do some mathematics. He has improved. Above all, he has made some friends within the community. He started to enjoy his life. I hope there can be many centers like this one to help more autistic children.
About 60 autistic children are receiving care in the center at the moment. Every year, that number exceeds 400. Those who run the facility say the treatment they provide is rare in Somalia.
Our center is the only facility for children with disabilities, which makes its existence a matter of necessity. Despite limited resources and shortage of qualified specialists, many children are now able to read, write, and interact with their community. We'd wish to expand, but we lack the means.
The low level of public awareness about autism in Somalia represents another challenge. Many autistic children here miss the opportunity for early treatment. They are often kept behind closed doors without the help they need.
Most families here do not recognize the symptoms of autism. They believe their children are possessed and cannot be treated. That's why they lock them at home, thus denying them the opportunity of treatment. Raising awareness is a priority to help autistic children at an early stage.
Despite the lack of official statistics on autistic children in Somalia, health workers say their number is rising. They attribute it to a combination of factors that include hereditary causes and armed conflicts. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera.